Caves in Voiceland is back, so sit back and enjoy and laugh your way into the new year.
And this year is starting right where the last...
The left to the right, the left to the right.
Choose a door, choose a door.
Okay, get ready.
Here I go. Okay, did you hear about the baboons that floss their teeth?
What? No, I have not heard of dolphins that floss their teeth. Dolphins, yeah.
In Europe, they have the best studies. They were studying these baboons at the zoo, and they realized that these baboons literally floss their teeth.
Get out of here.
Hand to God. They really do.
With dental floss, they pull it out?
No, they don't have dental floss. What they do is they'll pull a piece of hair from another baboon and use it. And they actually saw like an adult baboon teaching a younger baboon how to do this.
This is true.
No, this is really true.
Wow.
And then because they're in captivity, they've learned that they can use broom bristles to do that because they work really well too. So
they actually do this in the wild as well?
Yeah, they floss. They have great teeth.
Well, children, take after a baboon.
No, I was going to say, you know, if the baboons can do it, you kids can do it too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So that's really cool, right?
That's it.
Okay. All right, so now I've got one more little goat story for you.
You know how we love goats.
Yeah, you know we love goats. Well, they have another study now they just did in London, and they said that goats respond to smiling human faces better than grumpy ones.
Oh, well, everyone does.
Yeah.
I think that makes total sense.
What do you mean responds? They come up and say hi, and you're smiling, and if you're not smiling, they walk away?
They like them better. They just like them better. They'll nuzzle with you. They'll be friendlier to you. If you have a grumpy face, they just want to stay away. But see, it's not just a grumpy face. I'm a big believer in energy, and I think it's the energy that you emit that the animal picks up on, and that's why. And I think all animals, I mean, people on farms make friends with cows and, you know, and other animals, they have friends, right? It's not just dogs and cats that we have friends, you know.
People say pigs are really smart.
Okay, so anybody out there that lives on a farm, please do some research. Go smile at your goats and your cows and get back to us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Okay. We almost had a fatal accident here. The red wine almost fell on the white carpet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and which would have been terrible.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because both you and I at the same time said to Diana, well, we'll just put white wine on it because that's what you do to take care of red wine stains.
Right. I heard the same thing, too. You spill red wine, you clean it with white wine.
And when you need to know what to do, what do? You look up things, cleaning tips on the internet. What do? You Google it.
I never thought to do that because... because I save everything.
Yes, she does.
And she pulled down off of a shelf...
In the kitchen.
Absolutely. It's Mary Ellen's Best of Helpful Hints Library. Three books.
From 1979.
From 1979.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did they do it in 1979, dare we ask?
Oh, my gosh. This has been a trip down memory lane for sure.
Okay.
And I couldn't believe when I was looking in here because it talked about how to get rid of smoke. Like when you're at a party and there's all this smoke.
In your house.
In your house.
You've hosted a party in your house.
Uh-huh.
And your guests are smoking.
Absolutely. Because that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
One goes outside.
You make them go outside.
Absolutely. But if they're stubborn and don't go outside, you just soak a towel in water and you swish it around the room. And the smoke will disappear. That would have been a good trick as a kid, so mom wouldn't have known, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
We know that then.
Yeah.
Or you can put small bowls of vinegar in all four corners of the room where the people are sitting and smoking.
Vinegar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vinegar's good for a lot of things.
As we've discovered.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Any other helpful hints for parties and ashtrays or smoking?
Well, you know.
And remember, these are from 1979 books.
The ashtray. I have a real quick one for the ashtrays, but I got some uses for vinegar that I found as well because we have a theme. Ashtrays, not glass ones though, but ashtrays, you know, metal ones, whatever, will be easier to clean after that wild party you had at your house if you polish them with furniture polish. But of course, you need to make sure that the polish is dry, because if you stick a hot cigarette in there, it'll go poof and catch fire. So that's clean them, but don't put a cigarette down in there right away. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, what else you got?
Oh, my goodness.
Did you have...
Well, I was going to kind of say that. Well, I could do this one now.
Do it.
It's about calming an angry child.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, you might want to do that last.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Now that we have our listeners' attentions, we're going to have that last. Okay. So I have a couple, because she did happen to mention getting rid of odors with vinegar. And vinegar has lots of household uses back then and now. So if you still happen to have, you know, those plastic hanging beads that, you know, you hung in a doorway to separate rooms because you couldn't afford a door.
Okay. That was so cool in the
60s. But they were paid to clean, right? Right? Right?
But here's how you do it. Most of the hippies didn't clean them, but.
But if they were you.
Yeah.
I would have cleaned them.
That's right. So if you're going to be cleaning your plastic hanging beads, y'all, you have to put them in a pillowcase and run them through the washing machine along with a batch of cold water wash, or rinse them in a solution of warm water and vinegar.
Vinegar cleans everything.
Yes,
seriously.
It does. And actually, speaking of warm water and vinegar, here's another one for you. You're having a wild party. Your pets are stuck in the kitchen because you kind of partitioned them off. And then guess what happens? They have a pet accident. And where did they have it? On your carpeted kitchen floor.
Of course.
So here's what you do. To get rid of the odors from pet accidents, blot the area with paper towels.
Okay.
Duh.
Uh-huh.
Getting up as much of the mess as you can. Hello. Mm-hmm. Then shampoo the kitchen carpet or mop the floor with a strong solution.
Yeah.
Of Massengill douche liquid. There's that vinegar for you, gals. But be warned, because the carpets, because we all know how tough it is to clean that rug sometimes, and the carpets they need a few applications.
This is really imprinted in this book. We're not making this up.
1979.
Massengill douche. Clean your carpets.
How funny is
Meaning
that?
A few applications.
Okay, I've got a couple. Okay. This is for one for tying and one for dyeing.
Oh.
For tying, use old nylons to tie up garbage bags, tree plants, and shrubs, as well as old newspapers. I mean, who has old nylons anymore? And even if you did, they're pantyhose. But remember?
Right.
The nylons?
Yeah.
You had to have
with
the garter belt?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's what they saved the old nylons
for. But what happens if...
Yes.
You have two nylons and...
They don't match.
They don't match.
Oh, no.
Oh, now here's something for dyeing. Two similar stockings of different shades can easily be made into a matching pair. How, you might ask?
How?
Yes, how?
Drop them into boiling water and add a couple of tea bags. Remove them when the water has cooled and they will match perfectly. The more tea bags you use, the darker the shade will be. Who would have guessed?
Oh my God. That is wild. And
but you know what? It is a good idea.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think they had in here somewhere using tea bags to fix wood floors, staining on the floors. I mean, that tea that we drink has got a lot of uses.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Terry, I know you've got one you've been saving here.
I do.
Okay.
And we kind of teased a little bit about it. And this is about calming an angry child.
Okay. All right.
You know, and that's still apropos today. Kids still get angry.
Yes, they
do. They need to be calmed. So this is the advice from good old Mary Ellen back in 1979. She says, whispering works wonders when a child is angry. Simply whisper gentle words into his ear. He will stop crying so he can hear what you're saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's 100% effective on husbands.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Hey, do they have any more helpful hints in there about husbands?
Well, they have quite a few, but I think we're going to save that for next time.
Okay, finally, of all the banters we've done and all the discussions we've done on what kind of car I should get, I finally got a new car.
Yay!
It is a blue Subaru Impreza Limited, and nice. It is very cool. You've all yeah. seen it.
And we went and looked at it today, her new Impreza, and we are very impressed.
Yeah.
It's a Bluesmobile.
It is. Oh, I want to say that. The Bluesmobile. I like that, Erica.
Oh, you're welcome.
So I don't have to stress all our listeners out about what kind of car should I get, what should I do, what color, blah, 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 blah.
What's leaking, what's breaking down, where you got stuck.
I have been overwhelmed with what should I do for many years. But you know what?
Yeah.
I got a new blue 2019 car.
Well, because the timing is now right. It wasn't right before now.
New year, new car.
Yeah. New year, new car. Everything's going awesome.
I'm inspired. Wearable technology. Where are we with wearable tech? Oh, Terry, stop tapping your Fitbit. She keeps doing it. It's not going to count your steps more.
Well, you know, if I move my arm really fast, that's it might just.
That's cheating.
I heard if you eat really fast, it thinks you walked more steps.
Well, you do burn calories when you chew. I saw it on the internet.
Oh, well, then it has to be
That it must be true.
Now, you know, there are people that put them on their dogs or their kids, so it makes it look like they walk more, but what's the point to that?
You know, right.
People do
that's
that.
A good I point. Do it because I like to see, you know, was I active enough that day? Am I moving? Mm-hmm. But you know, you see me run up and down the stairs.
I know, just so that the Fitbit reads a higher number, but why?
Because it's good for you. It's exercise. It's cardio.
It's technology. We just can't live without it anymore.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Oh,
because
give me a glass of wine.
All right, I'll just sit down. Do you realize that we're carrying around more computer power in our phone than what was on Apollo 11?
Absolutely.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Wow. Houston, we have a problem here.
Yeah, my phone's
not working.
It's in your
phone.
Exactly. Wow. It's really crazy.
Okay, my mind is now officially blown.
Yeah. All right, wait.
No, that's true. I've heard that many times.
There's this new company that created, it's called a THR Ampi Motion Charger, okay? Huh? But what that means is, listen, there's magnets that move inside a coil, and you produce electricity in a small battery. So if you counted 10,000 steps on your Fitbit, that would generate 3 hours of battery power.
Ooh.
What?
So you can sit on your butt and binge watch something for 3 hours off the phone that you charged up walking 10,000 steps according to your Fitbit.
Right.
But if you have kids that want to use the internet, you can make them move in order to get the power to get onto the internet.
Wait. Stop. You better go run around the block for a few hours.
Exactly. I've got to go play basketball so I can see Freud and Mousy or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Too funny.
Okay, but I want to know something. If we have more knowledge in our little phone and more whatever than they had on Apollo 11, and why, if this is supposed to make us so much smarter, how come we're not?
We're not. The phone is smarter.
That's why they call it a smartphone. Do you know how many young people know? No. Do you know how many young people honestly do not know their friends' phone numbers?
And do you know how many old people do not know how to work a smartphone?
Do you know how many young people can't add or do math or give change?
Correct.
Right? It's true. But you have to have the best of both worlds.
True.
Here's something that might be good for everybody, though. Okay. Listen to this.
Okay.
Here's a way to get more energy when you walk. Okay.
Get a big dog like I have.
But they have this. They have this ankle boot that you wear like an exoskeleton, and it has no power but your own. So you can go further with these special built-in springs. So, like, if you want to go hiking or if you want to walk long distances, like when you walk Riley, you would have more energy to take longer walks if you wore this exoskeleton ankle boot.
Or took my iron or put some spinach in my smoothie or got a pogo stick and then I could hop, boing, boing, boing.
Do you realize how quickly this technology has come about? Seriously.
Incredibly
I probably
fast.
Have told you this before, but when, you know, when David was sick, mm-hmm. he was all into computers, and I knew nothing. I couldn't program the clock on the VCR, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I really couldn't. And this was harder like 94. Back then. And now my phone has 128 gig, right. Okay? My computer
more than
has,
your first computer.
My computer has 500, and I really, if I win a few more jackpots, I'd love to get the 4 terabyte computer, but... But
what do
you know
do with all those terabytes.
But terabytes is
since a baby.
Do you know why I need more terabytes?
Why?
Because
why?
Of all the memory I use up with Babes in Voiceland. It's my garage.
Oh, it's our fault.
Right. It's true. It takes up a lot of memory. But anyway, back to my story.
So external hard drive download.
Think of how much that is. And to us now, a terabyte is nothing. Mm-hmm. My external hard drive has 5 terabytes.
Just like trillions are nothing. Yeah.
And you know what? When David was sick and we ordered the first computer, he looked at me and he said, I know you don't understand this. This computer is going to have a 0.5 gig. Beth, you don't know how much that is. He said, you will never need more than this your entire life.
And he's up in heaven right now laughing his ass off.
He's going, laughing. Oh my God, who knew? But that was in 1994.
And 94?
That was in 1994.
That wasn't that long ago.
That's what I'm trying to tell
Actually, well, that was 24. That was almost a quarter of a century ago.
This is it's so sad
it's
to
like
think
yesterday
the 90s are
to me.
So long ago.
But this is a guy that would go to sleep reading a DOS manual. Yeah. I mean, he loved computers so much. And he thought a 0.5 gig is all I need the rest of my life. Exactly.
Would he have loved to have had this shirt that has like a speaker in the back?
Oh,
and
my,
then
he
and
loved
then,
all this stuff.
Okay,
digital
it is a speaker in the back. Listen to this. And it has vibrations. So if you have sore muscles, the music that comes out will vibrate at a certain level. So
just I can think of the possibilities, ladies.
That would probably be much better on.
On that note, we might need to go.
Okay, just think about that vibrating speaker.
Okay, so as we're looking forward to the new year, I'm kind of the half glass full kind of gal, you know.
Me too.
I see the positive in everything and the rainbows and want to
believe. Half glass full or glass half full?
Oh, well, I've had one too many glasses that
okay,
were
the glass
full.
That's sitting in front of Tara right now is completely empty.
And when good cause.
But when your glass is only half full, some people look at that as, well, half of it's gone. But I look at it as you have half more than you would have before.
Or it could be an opportunity to fill it up again.
Absolutely. If it's empty. Well, that we, you know...
Someone fill her glass, please.
No more filling of my glass. But I think there's a couple other small bits here and there that we could share. Erica, is there one that you wanted to share with us?
Sure. I like this one. This would be good for 2019. Everybody should remember that if you fail, never give up, because F-A-I-L means first attempt in learning.
Oh.
Because everyone fails the first time they try something, usually.
Usually.
If at first you don't succeed.
Try again.
Absolutely.
Which takes us to the next one.
Okay.
End is not the end. In fact, E-N-D means effort never dies.
That's right. Never give up.
Positive thinking.
Yep.
For our listeners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's one last one I will read to you. If you get no as an answer, remember, N-O means next opportunity. And that is positive thinking.
Yeah. There's never that closed door. That saying goes, if the door closes, a window opens. There's always your next chance at something else.
This is right. True.
So in 2019,
yes,
be positive, people.
That's right. We're going to have tons and tons of listeners, and all our listeners will have an opportunity to hear another show every week.
Because you know what?
What?
Being positive is so much more fun than being negative. Seriously.
That's right.
It really is.
Words of wisdom from Babes in Voiceland.